You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. As many as 1,500 homes could be built near Avila Beach if a controversial proposal gets approval. KCBX reporter Jessica Dini has a look at the developer's vision and community reaction.
Avila Beach residents and supporters of the Wild Cherry Canyon conservation effort are upset over the potential housing development that could triple the size of the small beach town's population. Kara Woodruff spearheaded the protection effort and says she has concerns about water availability, sensitive habitat, and traffic.
And if they applied for and received an ag cluster development, the maximum build out, according to a recent appraisal of the property, would be about 62 homes. So what they're proposing is jaw-dropping. It's fantastically large compared to their existing zoning. In fact, it's 2,400% larger than the existing permitting and zoning would allow.
Denise Allen is an Avila resident who serves on the Avila Advisory Council and has similar worries.
Avila Beach has become impacted. Traffic is at a max. As far as water, San Luis Bay Estates, they are using their own wells right now, and I have been told by the president of San Luis Bay Estates that they are concerned about saltwater intrusion, and there are concerns about the sewer. At times, the sewer is at max.
We spoke to the developer behind the project, Tom Blessant, from HomeFed Corporation, and he says the project is in the early stages, but their goal is to make an environmentally and economically sustainable community. His ideas for addressing the water issue include using on-site wells and using recycled wastewater through an existing treatment plant.
And then our idea would be to work with some of our neighbors, like the golf course, that the treated water would be used on the golf course or some of the other landscaped areas, and that would free up sources of groundwater that could then be used.
Blessant says they look forward to working with the community to address their issues, and he hopes residents will keep an open mind about the benefits that come with additional housing.
There's a real need for housing up there. I mean, that's a real tough housing market. Anybody that's gone out and either looked for a place to buy or rent, I'd be happy to engage them in what the realities of housing are out there.
Blessant says 10% of the land would be used for housing and the rest would be donated to open space. Woodruff worries that the donated land would be the least desirable for hiking and horseback riding. Permits for the plan have yet to be submitted, and the plans will have to be approved by the county and possibly the California Coastal Commission. For KCBX News, I'm Jessica Dini.